Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Jerry. Hello and welcome to Click It or Ticket. I am Governor Jerry Brown, a.k.a. Pete Mutino.
Soon I will be president. My name is Glenn Marshall.
And I eat Jell-O Biafra. My name is Nick Chamberlain.
How's it going, guys?
Wow, it's been a while.
I missed you, gentlemen.
I mean, chronologically, on the podcast, it doesn't seem like that long, but...
We took a few days.
You have to understand that we've been on a sabbatical for the last 5 days.
Well, it's been a lot of employment.
Yeah, I know, right?
A lot of... Yeah.
Pete and I have been making that paper.
It's
Nick,
true.
Did you start work today?
I did.
How was that?
How was
being a dungeon master?
It was good. The kids are... I think we got a really good crop this year.
They're receptive?
Yeah, and they're not...
They're not a pain in the ass?
No, there's like four kids who's a pain in the ass, but they're so manageable.
They love Dungeons & Dragons. Yeah, you're lucky they're like fucking 8 years older than you.
I am so bad with kids.
Pete worked there for 2 years, too.
Yeah, so. I know. Well, that's what really made me realize that.
They love
kids
you, though.
They did. Well, that's the thing, though, but the thing is that drained me way too much.
Oh, it's exhausting.
And the thing is, though, I put minimal effort into it, and they still liked me and would listen to me, but it was just...
I've noticed, now I know why parents neglect their kids. I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you do this? Because if you withhold affection, they'll just keep striving for it until they get it.
Yeah.
So that was sort of my thing. The first couple of years, I pretend that I hated them. And they're like, Nick is the coolest ever. I'm like, you guys blow. And they'd be like, oh, right on, Nick. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, also, you could just never be there for your kids, and they'll still fucking hold you to this weird... Like, ideological esteem. It's weird.
And then 10 years later, they're huffing paint.
Yeah, well, so. Absolutely. And then, yeah, if they're girls, they'll be on the pole, but...
Multiple.
Yeah, poles. Multiple. No, I mean, like, literally stripping. And fucking all those dudes to get back at daddy. Oh, I am so glad we have that drop.
And Pete and I are going to... I've been prepping. We did a little prep today for our stand-up gig tomorrow.
Yes, Tuesday.
But
yeah, you guys want to? We should put this podcast up tonight. It really won't matter.
Yeah,
in
so,
terms of it, so
Monday, like, Monday.
We know none of you are going to see it because it's not free, unlike this podcast.
Yeah, it's $10 with a reservation, but it's at Comics in the Village.
It's
in
a
New
new
York.
Club. It actually looks really nice.
Photos are great.
I'm very happy.
Very
and apparently, Gaffigan's been headlining there. So if Jim Gaffigan rolls up, he'll be impressed with me.
Yeah, if it's good enough for Gaffigan, it's good enough for me. That's been my policy with sleeping with women as well as doing comedy.
It's going to be good. Nick
sitcom, like, cameos.
Yeah.
Nick has some great bits about being a dungeon master.
Thank you.
Well, I
and
feel
about
like this
romance
will be a,
comedies.
This will be a good springboard in case you guys have more gigs. Hopefully this is a new club. It'll kick it off. We can actually use this as a device to plug.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Like, not just fake plugs.
And who knows? Maybe at the end of the stand-up show, I could even say I could plug this. You know, I could at the
you
end.
You won't.
It's like, hey, I'm Pete Mutino, everyone. Thank you. Visit me at PeteGlennandNick.com. Click it or ticket, bitch. You know, something like that. Something cool that the kids
something
will
that'll offend them at the end.
And then
it's
I
all
go,
about the kids in the end.
I'm going to go on after you and be like, me too. And that'll be my whole set.
I'm the Nick from yeah, the Pete Glenn
whoa,
and
whoa,
Nick
whoa,
he was
whoa,
talking
whoa.
About.
How do you know you're going after me? How do you have this inside track?
Well, you know, I just, you know, I talked to Andy. Could we talk about something else?
I actually typically go rather early on, it seems like.
Yeah,
well, I was at Caroline's. I've never performed at this
yeah,
club.
Yeah, we did a bunch of...
You guys want to drop any more names, or should we...
No.
Glenn,
no.
What clubs
Todd Alexandro,
today?
Sorry.
Daryl
Hannah, sorry.
Daryl Hannah.
Hannah.
I start in Splash.
I'm a mermaid.
Yeah, you guys, I really don't think repeating the same jokes is really for me.
It is now. Welcome to Click It or Ticket.
Play the Dr. Contrarian drop 4 times, quick.
It's Dr. Contrarian. One more. That was only three. It's Dr. Contrarian. All right, thank you.
It has been too long since I've heard that drop.
So,
I like how we keep, like, sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no,
but I just
ahead.
Think it's funny that we just keep ranting on about, like, how it's been so long. Like, yeah. On the internet, it's meaningless.
Yeah, oh, I know. I was watching.
Just like, what the fuck are you talking about? All four of our listeners are just like, you know.
Yeah, you mean our listener? I was watching The Dark Knight today, and I've envisioned the new 21st century Dr. Contrarian, something like
the
Joker.
Okay, because we had established that he'd be kind of like the Joker.
Yeah, no, I
but
know.
But we don't know what exactly. All right, please do describe.
No. Just the whole, just how he's not really, there's no financial gain there. It's all just to make like a statement, just to make everyone, well, the Joker says it in the movie. He's like, I'm just doing this basically to show everyone how stupid their like plans and schemes are. That's what Dr. Contrarian does directly as soon as someone says something.
Very existential. I think that we should take a little break from the It's Dr. Contrarian drop. I think we should switch it in with the You Think Your Bullets Can Hurt Him drop and just play that after
I have a clear shot of Contrarian, sir.
You know what I mean, though? You directly just make a point of how stupid everyone is.
Where do these bad guys get their degrees from?
All the doctors?
Brown.
I didn't realize we were writers for The Simpsons, but I guess we are.
We are now. We always have been. Click it or ticket exclusive. We write for The Simpsons. Only the new ones, though. That's why.
So we're getting to.
I was
going to
say, but Pete wrote season 15.
All right, so Pete Rowe is here, and guess the gender of the offender.
We have to now.
Yeah, you're officially Pete Rowe in this game now.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
3,000 hits.
He's Charlie Hustle over here.
Didn't he have 4,000?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying I've reached that milestone. Oh, cool. I haven't retired yet. Far from it, in fact.
He's referring to the movie Mr. 3000 with the late Bernie Mac.
That was all just a ruse. He just faked his own death.
Just like Michael Jackson.
Not like this.
I heard his eyes exploded. I mean, they've been primed to do that his entire life. But
he also died at age 50. All these people are dying at square age 50. That's really interesting.
It can't possibly be a coincidence.
What is Dr. Contrarian doing in the evenings is what I would like to know.
You don't want to know.
He thinks that living is contrary to... His plans?
Dying?
No, his plan. I like how he has plans. I think Dr. Contrarian thought more than one quick quip deep, you know?
Well, he just keeps working his way up the ladder, and he got to God.
But as soon as you start thinking, he doesn't think more than one quip deep. He's thinking levels above that.
So he's like a chess master?
Or levels less than that.
Dr. Chessmaster. Anyway, it's just the gender of the offender once again.
But this isn't
chess. Let's get an update on the score right now.
It's a little tilted. You want me to read it?
Yes. No, let's have Christian read the scores. You guys are the competitors.
What do those four things with the slash through them mean?
Well, you see, the tally system. Okay, the current score is Pete with 17. And Glenn with a meager 13.
Did you really have to say meager? Are we on the fucking ration system for Oregon Trail here?
It's a robust 13.
And I am traveling at a grueling pace. Let's go to the first question.
I set you up for this.
Pete with a mediocre 17 and Glenn with a fantastic 13, correct?
I feel like my problem is because I keep shooting like 8 buffalo every time I go out hunting, knowing I can only take 200 pounds of meat back.
What the hell be your party?
That is such a great message. It was actually a good historical lesson where they just murdered way more than they can actually use. Why can you only carry 200 back to the woods? Why?
Well, because it's supposed to be like reasonable. Like,
and they couldn't squeeze out that extra pound. It's just like, well, there's that squirrel there, and your wife is just like, fuck that.
Well, I understand that. It's like, look, we have this whole bison or like 2 elk. Why don't we just eat these? Do we really need to be eating squirrel meat?
That's true. And you've got the whole, there is that whole sort of, if there's all kinds of excess available, you don't conserve anything at all. It's like, oh, why should I worry about... It's like, oh, we'll leave all this buffalo behind. Well, why? That's wasteful.
Well, shouldn't
it's like,
it be like...
There's a million more!
Shouldn't it be like we got, like, the best cuts of the meat that you, like, kill? No?
I don't really think that in that time period, people were really gourmets.
Later on.
Yeah, your meat would always spoil immediately. Why couldn't you just buy salt? You could never salt your meat.
Anyway, well, Christian, play the drop one more time. Let's remind everyone what we're doing. All right.
All right, we know you really want to play, so...
I want to win.
This one isn't actually gets the gender of the offender per se. This isn't really a crime. I'm mixing things up here. This came to us from our biggest fan, number one in our fan club, listener Jeff.
Woo! Jeff, you rock, dude. We're gonna sign a windbreaker and send it out to you.
Which windbreaker? We're not sure, but
no, it's actually a piece of cardboard.
It's gonna be a ketchup stain.
We're on the street. Is Jeff single? Jeff is single.
Yeah, ladies.
Ladies, lock your doors.
Yeah, and Jeff's girlfriend. We're just trying to get him laid. Don't worry about it.
Hey, don't be a bitch.
All right, so this comes to us from Lincoln, Nebraska. So calibrate yourself to Lincoln. All right, a judge has thrown out a Nebraska legislator's lawsuit against God. saying the Almighty wasn't properly served because of his unlisted home address. State Senator last name Chambers filed the lawsuit last year seeking a permanent injunction against God. The politician said God has made terroristic threats against the senator and constituents.
Is terroristic a word?
It's a newspaper podcast in Nebraska, dude.
Yeah, it's terroristic.
Terrorist threats?
And constituents in Omaha. Inspired fear and caused, quote, widespread death, destruction, and terrorization of millions.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Of millions upon millions of the Earth's inhabitants. This was a lawsuit. A real lawsuit. Taxpayers paid for this.
That's what God sounds like, actually.
Well, God has a really good lawyer. His name, Satan, attorney at law.
Chambers has said the lawsuit was filed to make the point that everyone should have access to the courts regardless of whether they're rich or poor. I don't really see the connection. But on Tuesday, however, Douglas County District Court Judge Marlon Polk ruled that under state law, a plaintiff must have access to the defendant for a lawsuit to move forward. Given, yeah. Let's see.
I mean, no one has a ladder that tall.
Hole in the judge's ruling? Question mark. Chambers, who graduated from law school but never took the bar exam, thinks there's a hole in the judge's ruling. The court itself acknowledges the existence of God. A consequence of that acknowledgement is a recognition of God's omniscience.
Wow.
Therefore, Chambers said, since God knows everything, God has notice of this lawsuit. And Chambers has 30 days to decide whether to appeal.
Wow.
If he had just left it at this court acknowledges the existence of God, it's like, well, there you go. Why don't you guys fucking get in touch with him then? Right?
If, you believe in him. The judge?
The court system. It's like, yeah. If he's saying... Like,
prayer court?
Prayer court. No, but it's like, well, you got to make up your
Glenn,
mind.
Glenn, I noticed you using the word he. You think this is a dude?
No, I mean God is a he.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making a guess.
Yeah. I do feel like it's a dude.
I'm saying dude as well. Yeah. I feel like it must be. It seems so just...
He's too intelligent to be a chair.
Well...
I'm just kidding.
Failure to appear.
So you guys are both just going to
say, yeah, I think so.
We need a justification for this. Otherwise, it's just me reading news stories and you
know,
saying a word.
You know what God backwards is dog, and that's who they're going to send after God for not appearing in court.
The bounty hunter? Is
oh,
that
yeah,
true?
That's who I'm referring to.
I would
course.
Just send his wife. She seems a little more intimidating than just dog. And as referenced in the previous podcast.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was awesome.
I think she's really hot if you guys check your podcast archive.
Christian is Mr. Hands, so don't be offended by that.
All right, well, what's the result? We're both saying guy.
Yeah. The only argument I could possibly make for a chick is like, well, that bitch has a lot of time on her hands, but...
All right, well...
But that's like extremely sexist, and that was just a joke. I don't even mean that.
Pete and Glenn are both seeing the answer more clearly and holding it more dearly. You're both correct.
Yeah. Woo! You want to clink mics?
Yes.
All right.
But that trading baskets is not going to get Glenn back into the lead or mm-mm. into the lead for the first time ever.
I was hoping my like terrible argument to the other side would be like, you know what?
That's dumb.
I think it's a girl now.
Yeah.
I know you were thinking that, so I went the other way.
Dr. Contrarian.
Oh, you know.
Christian, where's fast-fingered Christian? Okay.
I think people are going to get sick of that.
Yeah, Christian looks so bored while he did it. He's like, yeah, I know. Dr.
Christian,
Contrarian.
You wouldn't be very good in a duel.
No?
You're not going to respond with a drop there?
Oh, so unwise, maybe?
I'm an exceptional thief.
Why? Because you're stealing podcast minutes!
So that moves Pete to 19, only... No, 18, sorry. Only,
whoa.
Only, that means in our next round of three, Pete could close it out.
That's true, if we have a round of three.
Let's do from here on in red pen. Previously, it's been in black pen, because now we're getting down to The Wire.
The Wire, I heard that was a good show.
Yeah, check that out on DVD. They're also a sponsor of the podcast.
The Wire, you can send
available
textbooks.
At Best Buy, Target, Walmart, and all your fine retailers.
FYE.
That's not a fine
FYI,
retailer.
FYI, get it.
FYI is a mediocre retailer at best. But while we're on gender related topics, did you ever guys ever see that? It was a really highly circulated image online. It was the page from like 1956 Good Housekeeping advice to like being a good wife. Did
no.
you ever see that?
Actually, you know what? Yes, I read it in a sociology class, or it was like summarized.
I don't recall it.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
If I planned ahead, if I actually intelligently planned ahead, I would have brought it with me. But I do remember several of the most amusing points. One of which was, you cannot possibly imagine how stressful and tiring a day at work is. Therefore, when your husband comes home, you should be ready to cater to his every need and have your children quiet and cleaned and ready to be presented and a delicious dinner waiting for him because he is completely spent providing for your family. And it got me realizing that dudes had such a sweet scam before women started working.
Whoa, are we really going scam?
It was awesome.
Well, I'm not saying it's a scam at all. I'm saying, let's think. They're the ones going out and fucking working all day.
No. I know, but I'm saying the whole...
They had everyone indoctrinated pretty well.
But it's like, I can do nothing. It's like, can you take out the garbage? It's like, no, nothing. I am that tired from work. And then as soon as one woman went into the workplace and was like, son of a bitch, this isn't that hard.
I didn't even think it was that he was that spent. It's like, look, I just did all my shit today. Like, all the, like, I banked all my, like, day points today. You know what I mean?
Day points.
I'm done. I'm tapped out. Like, I go into overtime if I work anymore now, because you've been sitting around spending money all day.
No, I get it, but I'm saying this was phrased and presented in such a way that it isn't just like, when I'm home, I really just want to relax, but, you know, I'm not paralyzed now that I'm home. but in Good Housekeeping here, it was saying, like, this guy has worked so, like, he slaved away in a salt mine in Djibouti or something in the Belgian Congo or
something.
Well,
that's why you're
allowed
to hit her when you get back, too.
And that... Like, as soon as he comes home, you need to start, like, draining his balls while you feed him a sausage. Yeah. Like, it's just...
Well, no.
That's how tired they are.
It'd be a little too phallic if you're feeding it sausage while you're blowing it.
It'd be like 69-ing, except better.
Just working the sausage into his mouth,
so
in and out.
Dude.
I'm so glad we have that drop, dude. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
Well, that is Good Housekeeping.
I just like when people refer back to the 50s as this golden era of perfection.
Well, economically, it was.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were just rebuilding the world. Like, if you think of the shit in, like, Iraq right now with private contractors and, like, all that, like, all the contracts for, like, building everything is good. Imagine us, like, it's like, we just firebombed all your cities and here's a bill for what it's going to cost to rebuild them. You know what I mean?
And we'll sell you all the materials.
Yeah, but... and back at home, we're putting down millions of miles of highway or, like, thousands of miles of highway.
But what about, I mean, I love that when people say, especially, I guess it's older and older people now, but... They say things like, you know, back in the 50s when everything was great and people knew how to treat each other and people were polite to each other. It's like, yeah, except black people couldn't drink from the same water fountain.
Or vote.
And were, like, lynched repeatedly. Back when people knew how to treat each other.
Well, I mean, in the North, it's not like people were getting lynched.
No, they didn't cuss on TV.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Everywhere was like the South. It was twisted and evil, but everyone was very polite.
Yeah, no, I like that. It's like people knew their place. Now, like, you wouldn't get attitude from the equivalent, the 50s equivalent of Best Buy.
You know, I was thinking.
You know what I mean, though? I really don't like the fucking wage slave getting all fucking indignant with me. Like, I don't do that while I'm at work. It's like, look, you have a shitty job. It's not my fault. Why do you have to take that out on fucking every patron of your establishment?
I agree with you completely, but I just get really sick of being criticized. Like, your generation plays violent video games and, like, watches TV shows with swears on them. It's completely degenerate and society is declining. It's like, except we don't lynch people.
Oh, yeah. It's like, wow, gay people can hold hands in the street without getting rocks thrown at them.
Yeah, black dudes can date white chicks without having bricks thrown through their window.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's
what
we say.
Well, I mean, not if they date one of Pete's three illegitimate daughters, but...
Yeah, well, four if you count Melissa.
Muzzy.
No, like, can we really, like, break this down, though?
Just one quick thought about this whole polite era type thing. I don't know. Well, not even era. Just the other day, I was thinking, everyone I meet with a Southern accent, with an American Southern accent, I immediately assume is either dumb or evil.
Really?
It's so weird.
I either assume they're dumb.
I think it's just because I'm stupid and dated.
Evil is usually in the top three, but I have three. It's dumb, which is like half of them. Evil is like a quarter, or like, wow, they are so fucking nice.
The thing is,
you don't get that. It's just like, well, that's just a good person. You never get that from like certain Southern people.
I mean, I've met a couple Southern Belles, but I always think they're like...
No, I don't mean Southern. I mean, like, let's just say
no,
Southern
like
dudes.
Old. When I say Southern Belles, like some old ladies, well, I've met really nice ones though. It's like, but you know, they like love the Bible to an extent.
Oh yeah, but
evil.
They're usually just so retardedly nice.
I lived in the South for 4 years, and
yes,
I mean,
did.
Atlanta is, you know, is kind of an island of just sort of urbanity in the middle of a bunch
of...
Yeah,
that's
of,
like applying, like, Dallas to... Or,
but,
I mean, like,
but there
Austin
is,
to Texas.
There is a lot of surrounding territory. Dallas, there are a lot of kids from Georgia at the school. And I find, A, that service here in the North is... service here in the North is much more polite, for starters. And I've completely forgotten my follow-up point.
Well, you understand that people here... It's like when I went up to Syracuse. No one in Syracuse knows how to run a business.
Follow-up point was... what I do miss about the South, and especially like the big state schools in the South, is that we lack the kid who will do anything, like jump into anything, eat or drink anything, risk any sort of bodily harm just because why not? Is there entire? You know what I'm talking about?
Look at that! Like there were probably a lot more fights in the South.
Oh yeah,
up here. Like there were three fights in our entire 4 year or four fights in our entire year at high school, and they all took place in the same week, aside from one fight at the beginning of high school. And that was after school hours. I'm talking about fights during high school.
There have been, so there have been
four in 1 week our senior year, but never, never. People, like, it's hard to get people in the North to fight. It's really hard.
Oh, yeah, it's like in Trigger Happy TV. Did you ever see that where they try to provoke? Oh, no, sorry, not even that. In Fight Club, they try to provoke people to fight, and it just doesn't work out.
I see that as, like, an accurate depiction. It's really hard to get Northerners to just be like, come here, you little... Unless you're in Boston, and people in fucking Boston, like, they will throw a punch at you.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about gay shit. I'm just talking about, like, people usually shy away from fights.
That's what you... When people were saying that we're criticized for not being polite, and certainly there's a whole lot of jaded, all-too-ironic, you know, not-into-it type of people who are rude in that sense.
Yeah.
But
maybe not in the North, but New England definitely.
But people are so fucking cowed in this society. They're so afraid of anyone hearing them talk. They're so afraid of being judged. Everyone just wanna like duck their head down and blend in. Didn't you notice that sort of in at least in your college experience?
Yeah, a little bit. No, I see what you're saying, like especially compared to
people are terrified now. Public speaking is like the number one fear of everything. Like above like wasps that lay eggs in spiders and then they hatch and eat the spiders. That scares me way more than talking in front of people.
Penis.
Oh, you got
it. Yes.
That is the plural for penis, ladies and gentlemen, which I have talked so much about. Play it one more time. I just need to hear
penis.
It.
Penis.
That is off the Merriam-Webster site.
I'm thinking Merriam-Webster, you can send checks to
click. Well, what's really annoying about like the scientific lexicon is they change pronunciations like every 25 years, every generation. Mm-hmm. So, like, skeleton was a pronunciation they tried to pass for skeleton for a while.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like a Supreme Court justice or
something? No. Exactly. Skeleton. Yeah. They try to do that every once in a while. It's just kind of like, I can't think of it. There's,
the Academy Francaise? Well,
everyone... they change up the pronunciation every generation, basically, for, like, really, really weird, like, high culture bullshit. And they try to do it in the scientific community every generation, basically.
But the thing is, like, most of the words you get, you don't learn from the dictionary. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of redundant.
Yeah, but if you look at the dictionary, sometimes there are two preferred pronunciations for words.
That's true.
So, I mean, I guess it develops that way.
It is weird, though, because aren't Oxford and Merriam-Webster and all this stuff,
yeah.
Aren't these competing businesses?
I suppose.
But it's still an academic exercise?
Yeah, like when Webster's included...
Truthiness?
Truthiness, and there was one like...
Google
slang,
as a verb.
There was a slang word they used, too.
But regardless, I mean...
It had to do with shit, maybe.
Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, if you guys want a good laugh, if we have any fucking middle school or low high school age listeners, get the slang dictionary. I learned what felching was in 7th grade. I was like, it was like a breakthrough. I felt like I was like landing on the moon.
True, but the more internet has permeated society, younger and younger, like a kid logs into Urban Dictionary and they just know horrible things that you've never even thought of and have like 8 terms for them, and they're like 7 or 8 years old.
I still feel like they'd be hard pressed to figure out what felching was. Ryan, my mic is really hot here. Hey, you want to bring me down? Thank you.
Oh, man.
I've been having to hold it away.
Sorry,
it's hard to bring you down, but we did it.
Yeah. All right. Are they mixed or
it
are they
involved
flat?
A harness and a team of oxen.
Oh, they're
but we
still
did it.
Flat. Sorry.
I also have a story. This comes to us from a listener, Alyssa. And the rest of you listeners need to step it up. Jeff and Alyssa are hauling all the lumber for you guys.
We're looking at you, Dick.
Let's give a little love to Annalisa.
Yeah, Alyssa.
It's funny because she like apologizes to me. She's like, I'm way behind on listening to the podcast. I'm only at like episode 17. I'm like, you listened to 17 of them?
Yeah, how many hours is that?
That's incredible.
Wrong response. Wrong response.
Yeah, I know. Well, we were talking about raising kids earlier.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, your raising kids approach. Apply that to your sister.
You're right.
Be like, what the fuck?
Relationship expert here.
Yeah, we're taking
talk down to her. Talk down to her. You've had a hard day at work. You can't take out the trash.
Pete.
If she's not listening to your fucking podcasts, and you can slap around, just like in the 50s when they had to their podcast for 30 minutes.
Pete, if my girlfriend isn't answering my calls, but then she texts me right before the end of work and says, we need to talk, what should I do?
Hit her. Call her back.
But what if she won't pick up and she says,
then you hit her in person?
Leave a voicemail, then hit her. Hit her with a voicemail. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's 2009. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to me right there. I'm sorry.
You just assumed your 50s personality.
It happens.
I mean, everyone here, I'm a very spiritual person. We've all lived multiple lives.
Yeah, I mean, and who
most
am I
notable being this podcast?
Who
podcast
am I to life? Say that your religion's not true, man? I mean, what
a genius.
What am I world experience invalidates your world experience?
All of it.
Oh.
I feel like we should just we should talk about Scientology just so we can have it as a tag and maybe we'll get sued.
I walked past the Scientology office at least 50 times when I was living in London. They have an office right by the Googe Street tube stop, which is easily the best tube stop.
Googe?
Googe Street.
Googe Tube.
Googe Tube. I had to go past it every time. It was like the next stop from mine. It was fantastic. But
there was a protest. When I went to see In the Heights, which is all right if you guys want to go to New York and see that. Good musical. But there was a protest. The Scientology like headquarters in New York City was right across the street from the theater. And they were all – everyone was protesting. They had it sectioned off because I guess they knew the protest was coming. They were all wearing V for Vendetta masks.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty weird. I guess because they don't want like to be tracked down and killed by Scientologists.
They do like videotape the protests. I don't know. Maybe it's for – motivational rally videos
it
or whatever.
Honestly, be just for like a liability if they break.
Yeah,
anything.
It could just be like, but I don't really know. I fluctuate between trying to think like all the conspiracy theories are true and all not. I will say this: when I walk past a church, pretty subdued. When I walk past a temple, very very subdued. A mosque, you know, whatever it is. When I walk past a Scientology office, they have people out in the street shaking hands and books with pictures of erupting volcanoes on them.
Yeah, but they also do have fucking documented
volcanoes erupting.
Rich people who they found with bed sores who basically died of infection.
Oh, I've read all these things.
It's awful.
I'm sure there's horrible things going on, but fucking they know how to sell something.
Oh yeah.
And in honor of the late Billy Mays.
Yeah, Jesus,
Scientology,
man.
Fucking sells.
Get your e-meter today. Here's how to order.
Everyone else,
are you tired of trying to count your thetans with your bare hands?
Yes.
Everyone else who died in the last like week, I could give two shits about. But Billy Mays' death actually depressed me.
Well, let's start stepping on Pete's toes. He's got a stand-up act to give tomorrow.
It's true.
No, I'm sorry, man, but it was sad.
It was sad. Billy Mays, RIP, truly.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably on a lot of coke because he had way too much energy.
That is true.
No, he had heart disease. Exactly.
Even in a vacuum, though, not like, oh, Billy Mays is a sort of niche character that we're all amused by. Ed McMahon, 85, wildly successful and famous, not depressing at all.
No, like, 86.
Oh, sorry.
And apparently a huge douchebag.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
You think your bullets can hurt him?
But, like, an 86-year-old who was rich and famous his whole life is not dying, is not depressing
to me
at all.
In his 80s.
I'm sorry. Once that was just, like, the best drop I've ever heard.
No, it's all problem. Bonus. It's
one more time, Christian, please.
You think your bullets can hurt him?
Trey Parker, dear God.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah. Farrah Fawcett had ass cancer.
And supposedly she was too embarrassed. When she found out she had it, she was too embarrassed to go to the doctor and confront and, like, get it treated.
Sweet.
Until, because she didn't want to say she had butt cancer. To a doctor! A fucking doctor! Women go to the doctor and have them shove like a jackhammer into their vagina every, like, 6 months. But she's too embarrassed to, like, be I have cancer.
As soon as you become sexually active, you have to go to a gynecologist, not just a doctor. You get your vag checked out every year.
If only Bosley was there.
And then, who else died?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, the King of Pop.
How is that?
Who?
Everybody acts like it was so tragic and sudden and surprising. And I guess, yes, he was young and nobody really knew for a fact that he was doing drugs. Because when we think of him, all we think of is like child molesting and his face falling apart. But come on.
That's all I think about.
But really,
that's
though.
I think that's like all white people think about.
But seriously.
That's all. Like, that's it.
The rest of the world thinks about like his music. I would say the rest of the country probably. But I feel like the New England perception of Michael Jackson, it's like, oh, the freak.
Pete, we talked about Michael Jackson for about half an hour earlier today, and we've
little kids' peenies.
His music blows.
I'm not a fan. Many people are.
Oh yeah, that's like saying Prince is a genius.
I will say many people like it. So who knows? Maybe there's some hidden appeal that I'm missing. But
yeah.
After I said that out loud, now thinking about it, Michael Jackson fucking sucked.
Yeah, I hated him.
Oh yeah.
But everybody acts like it's such a tragedy. It's like this guy's life has been a train wreck for at least 20
years.
And it sucks. Probably
I mean,
more.
I feel bad for him. The guy was like launched into stardom.
Oh, absolutely! He was a
boo fucking
victim.
Who?
He was
true victim. Launch me into stardom.
But
at 13.
His dad abused him.
Well, I understand that. And look what he
was molested. He was molested and exploited. Yes, I understand that. But all these people acting like, oh, it's so sad that he died. It was probably a form of suicide. The guy was fucking miserable. If you couldn't tell that, You couldn't figure out.
He's been broke since like 2000, what?
Yeah,
2002. Well, he's been in debt.
Because he's been running an amusement park out of his asshole for the last 20
years? Really, the only question I can ask is, who will be next?
And you'll find out the answer on the next podcast.
Not guaranteed, but thanks for joining us, everybody.